rest of the story. The 18th century's Queen Anne must have been quite a character. She's almost universally biographically described as a woman with small ability and a dull mind. She possessed the kind of obstinacy which accompanies weakness of character. She took no interest in the arts, nor in drama, nor in the literature of her day. But she was a genuine pioneer in one particular way, crime fighting. Queen Anne was a crime fighter, and a successful one, too. And though the criminals she fought were mere forgers, counterfeiters, the dilemma of how to control them forced Queen Anne to come up with perhaps the only brilliant idea that she ever had in her life. Queen Anne ruled only between 1702 and 1714, but her 12-year reign was laced almost continually with political intrigue. Her first speech to Parliament upon taking the throne included a slur against the man whom she had succeeded, King William. William had been known as the Pretender. At best, he was Anne's half-brother, and she resented this. Anne even suspected that perhaps they were not related at all. She once wrote, quote, "I shall never now be satisfied whether the child," she's referring to William, "whether the child be true or false. It may be it's my brother, but God only knows." Well, during most of Anne's brief reign, a man named John Churchill, the Duke of Marlborough, wielded much power. The Duke and friends took full advantage of the situation, and they got their hands into the Queen's private treasury by forging documents over her signature. I said by forging documents over her signature. Altered official documents and public records, and so cleverly that the dim-witted Queen was utterly confounded. Many original documents were partially erased and skillfully filled in. Others were complete counterfeit. And it was then that the Queen, for the only time in her lackluster life, was forced to come up with a brilliant idea. She consulted a friend, Henry Mill. She told him of her plan to thwart the counterfeiters. Mill agreed. The Queen's brainstorm was workable, he said. So somewhere, buried in her basically unimaginative mind, was a single spark of brilliance, a design for an instrument which would long survive her. Queen Anne's counter-counterfeiter. A counter-counterfeiter, a device by which any royal document could be easily identified as authentic. Though wouldn't you know, the hapless queen died before she could put it into official use. But you have used it. Oh, yes. For though the invention of a dim-witted queen was manufactured by Henry Mill, the credit for the idea was all hers. Her request was for, quote, "an artificial machine for the impressing of letters singly and progressively, whereby all writings whatsoever may be embossed on paper." That's right, it was Queen Anne of Britain. In 1714... who conceived, who indeed gave birth to, the typewriter. And now you know the rest of the story.